It is time for Ruth Epstein and the Republican American Report. Ruth, of course, joins us every Monday at this time, and we take a look at stories that are following. And also, you find Ruth's story at rep-am.com and also in the newspaper itself. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall.
As a reporter, I spoke with Maria Horn as a politician this morning. I spoke as myself as a broadcaster. The events that unfolded last week really show the importance of what I believe is local media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just was overwhelmingly disturbing and just incredible. I'm still reeling from all this news. And yes, those who shine light on what's happening, I think you and press people are so important to our democracy.
And it also shows the real true evil side of social media, how easy it is to get together and form a group that that can do something like that. Well, we'll get away from that for now, because you have a very busy day today.
I do have a busy day, although some of it has been canceled. There was supposed to be a Planning and Zoning Commission meeting in Canaan tonight, but I understand it's been canceled, and they are supposed to be acting on the GEAR application. GEAR is gearing up to put in a new nursing home just south of the current one. So I was disappointed to hear it's been canceled and have not heard when it will be rescheduled. Along with that, we have the doubleheader in Falls Village, the Board of Finance and Board of Selectmen. And I'm sure there are other things going on tonight.
Oh, there are. In Sharon, you have the Board of Education at 6 o'clock, I do believe.
That's right, yep.
And also, you're Inland Wetlands at 6:30 as well, going on today. So today is there's P&Z in Salisbury that's going on today. What else is going on? That's in Connecticut and our area. That's it for today. But really, there's even some meetings throughout the rest of the week. So.
Oh, yeah. Sharon Board of Selectmen meets tomorrow.
And Cornwall P&Z tomorrow. And Kent Board of Selectmen meets tomorrow at 6:30 as well.
Yeah, that's a hearing in Kent on an upcoming town meeting with lots of issues coming up for voting on. And then the Kent Library is having its annual meeting and a art show on Saturday, and then Scoville Library continues to do some really interesting talks on Saturdays. This past Saturday they had a talk on getting organized. Unfortunately, not very didn't work for me, but lots of people, it's amazing, 70 people were on that call, and she gave a talk about how to get organized in the new year. Well, it's already the 11th, and I'm disorganized.
What happens? We try our best, but then things just build up.
Falls apart. Those resolutions don't work, but we can try. And we did have a busy week last week. The Board of Selectmen in Salisbury talked about the Great Falls, which we all were focused on last summer with all the traffic and congestion and dangerous calls and people swimming where they weren't. And Curtis Rand, first selectman, said they're going to be meeting with First Light in February, he and a bunch of other entities, and they just want to get this under control before summer comes. It's a real problem last year and dangerous. And as you know, Marshall, there have been fatalities up there. And because of COVID, First Light had closed all of its other recreational areas in the south and couldn't do this one because the Appalachian Trail goes through it and you can't close federal parcels. So we'll be watching that closely from now until summer.
Also, the Salisbury Board of Selectmen released for the first time, I think, to the general public that Salisbury is being sued over the Art Wilkinson case.
Yeah, the selectmen have been in executive session on that, so that, too, we'll be following. They also accepted the Pope Report. That's the property that was given to the town on Salmon Kill Road. It's a 92-page document. It should be available to the public pretty soon. Jim Dresser had some concerns. He spoke at the meeting and said he was officially opposing some of the proposals there. So I haven't seen the document. It's going to be out this week probably, and we'll follow that up as well. And speaking of today, we should talk about COVID testing.
There's two sites today, yeah.
Right, yeah. Canaan and Salisbury over at the Salisbury VNA on Salmon Kill Road today and the Town Hall parking lot in Canaan. So, and these are free, and we have one down here in Kent every Monday at the transfer station.
I tell people the one in Kent is for everybody. The one in Salisbury is for everybody.
Yep.
I'm not sure about the one in Canaan, but I'm pretty sure that's open for everybody as well.
Too. Yeah. So I don't think that's an issue. I think anybody can go. As I said, we had a Board of Selectmen's meeting. And they talked about a lot of different things as well. We're going onward. Oh, we did attend the FFA program, food giveaway at the high school this past week. The proceeds from the holiday store are dispersed. Some of the proceeds go to four food banks and to the Jane Lloyd Fund, $300 each. It's a really heartwarming to see those kids work so hard. They get money for their activities, but they also give out to the community as well.
You know, and that's the whole thing about that that agriculture program with their Christmas sales. They not only learn about agriculture, but it's agribusiness. They do everything from start to finish, and it really is an incredible learning experience. And it pays for itself and creates more money for those donations like that.
Exactly. Yeah. It really is amazing. One more thing. There's a Region 1 Special Board of Ed meeting tomorrow at 5:30 to discuss COVID with possible action to be taken. So we'll see if there's going to be more distance learning or in school. Just not sure yet. As you know, the high school and Kellogg are still on distance learning for this week.
And we'll find out more because I think those distance learnings are set till the 19th. And then,
right, correct.
And so
correct.
Yep. That's what they're probably going to act on unless, well, who knows.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Yeah, so we'll see. So busy time.
Well, Ruth, at least you don't need roller skates. You just need
that's right. I just need to get to the other room.
Multiple computers, that's all.
Lots of computers and good eyesight and, arthritic medicine because you sit in front of a computer all day.
That's exactly it. All right, Ruth, we'll speak to you next week.
Very good, Marshall. Have a good week.
Take care. Ruth Epstein and the Republican American Report. You can find all of Ruth's stories plus more for our area at the website of rep-am.com and also in the newspaper.